And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
All right, second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. If you missed any part of the first hour of the program, you can go back, check it out. RadioForAll.net podcast on iTunes, and hear us on many different campus community and online stations. We have this hour the top 10 of the Earshot National Top 50, and we are talking with Casey and Clayton. Steven's on the line with us. We have debuts to tell you about below the top 20, all of that packaged in one small hour. So we'll get to it very quickly, but first, Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to the website where the charts are located.
Go check it out. It is the namesake of the show. It is Earshot. Namesake, not namesake. Not namesake. I'm owning it. That's a new phrase I just made up.
Namesake. I
go
love
and
it.
Check it out. It is where you'll find the entire national top 50 that Anthony alluded to. We are about to jump into the top 10, so don't go anywhere. You'll find over 30 campus and community radio stations' top 30 charts, which becomes the top 50, as well as specialty genre charts for electronic, hip hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. For all of your information on what's happening in community radio across Canada, as well as monthly charts, yearly charts, features, reviews, and tons more. So be sure to go and check it out. And thanks to all the super awesome staff and volunteers that make it happen.
For sure. I'm going to go get a chocolate namesake now.
All right.
That sounds delicious. Yeah. You can find us online. Earshot20@gmail.com is our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out to us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on the show. Happy to do that for you. We will play something from your latest release and we will give you an interview. Did that in the first hour with Mark O'Connor. Happy to have him on the program. He puts his music out under the moniker Sir. That's capital S. IRR, and you can find him on Bandcamp if you want to hear more from him. We also chatted with Michelle Caron from Rooms earlier in the first hour of the program. In this hour, as I mentioned, Casey and Clayton is coming up, as well as all kinds more. That was the worst sentence I could see. We equally have had a mess up now in this part, so that's good.
And yeah, and Sir charting at number 50, debuting in that spot, and Rooms at number 28. So if you're at a campus community radio station with a show, or you like listening to shows and calling in requests, maybe show them some love.
Not our show though.
No,
we're not able to answer the phone at all the other at all the other stations we're on. But yeah, get those artists played, because that's how they wind up in the charts for sure. All right, we're going to kick it off with number 10. We'll move up from there. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in the first set.
All right, we got tons of new stuff, including the Besnard Lakes up first. They have a new album on Jag Jaguar called A Coliseum Complex Museum. It debuted at 28 last week, and it is at number 10, starting this hour in this set of tunes with a track called Golden Lion. Versing Falls with Versing Falls 2 at number 9, down two spots. Chat with them a few weeks ago. You're going to hear a cool track called Never Let You Go, and then Magic Clouds, Are You Alone, dropping from 5 to 8, and Game Show.
All right, here's the Besnard Lakes Golden Lion, your number 10 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
You show yourself to whoever's watching. It's real, it's all true. Out of your feelings, tell me, do you feel it too? I think I know what point you're proving. You're right, they're in love with you. Thank you.
great this week. That was Magical Clouds with a track called Game Show. Closing out our first set of the second hour was the album Are You Alone. Before that, you heard from the Reversing Falls, number 9, down 2 spots, Reversing Falls 2, and a track called Never Let You Go, and the Besner Lakes at number 10, up from 28, a Coliseum Complex Museum, and a song called Golden Lion.
Casey Anderson and Clayton Lithicum make up the duo that is, you guessed it, Casey and Clayton, and their third album, Strange Country, has cracked the charts. We were able to catch up with the pair to chat. Casey and Clayton, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hello.
So, Casey, you and Clayton have been making music for quite some time, and your cousins as well. Would you say being family made it an easier decision getting involved in music together?
I think it was someone to just share the confusion with. I think
most of
we've just been together.
Yes, I would say it's a family thing, but I would also say I don't know anyone else from miles around that even knows who Porter Wagner is or has any interest in music. So it's kind of a isolation thing too, where we live.
And Clayton, this being your third album, do you find that there's been an evolution in the sound that you both are producing?
I would say so, yes, but I wouldn't say that it was an intentional thing. I think if you make an album every couple years, you're going to naturally sound, you know, if your interests and tastes are changing, you're going to evolve. So I suppose there's been a bit of an evolution with our music.
And Casey, this record on Big White Cloud, it's a record label that you both actually created with the help of some friends. What's it like having that added responsibility of having a label plus also putting out great music?
I don't really have too many responsibilities in regards to the label. Luckily, our friend Schuyler does pretty much all of the work. So we just have to, like, count a couple records now.
Very true.
And Clayton, you guys have a pretty sizable tour on the horizon as we look to May and June, spending some time in the UK as well as a few other spots. Are there any plans for some Canadian shows mixed in there as well?
Yes, we're hoping to do some shows in Ontario in May. We don't have anything confirmed yet, but hoping to go to Ontario and Quebec and the Maritimes in May, and we have quite a few festival dates in the western part of the country in July and August, and that's kind of our touring plan for the next 6 months, I guess.
CaseyandClayton.com is the website. Go check it out for all the latest on this fantastic Canadian duo. And Casey and Clayton, I wish the best of luck to the both of you, and we look forward to what's to come in the rest of the year.
Thank you very much.
Here they are now on the charts. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Take my name in the springtime of the year. Number 7.
Realize it, but it's not. When you're right, you barely know what to do. Just sit around thinking and cry a lot. A ball and chain, a fiery inferno for you, holding you down and burning you up. You play the game and then you wish that you didn't win. Then you try harder to give in and give up, but it's all the same. Yeah, it's all the same to me now. Stubborn fight, a gift never meant for giving. Taken back to having to hold. A change in the light, from dim to an endless dimming. You want to find me, got to come in from the cold. Salt and spice, the taste on your tongue is burning. Turning your back on love, you follow the light. But what once feels right, surely now wrong is turning. Heavy with moral learning, you grumble and bite. But it's all the same to me now. Yeah, it's all the same to me. Don't be right. isn't good for you. You may not realize it, but it's not. When you're right, you barely know what to do. Just sit around thinking and cry a lot. A ball and chain, a fiery inferno for you, holding you down and burning you up. You play the game and then you wish that you didn't win. Then you try harder to give in and give up.
That was Don't Be Right by Napeyes. A couple debuts there in that set of tunes. Their newest one, Thought Rock Fish Scale, at number 6. The new Savages record debuting at number 7 from Matador Records. It's called Adore Life, and you heard Win in Love. And before that, we had another feature this week. It was Casey and Clayton. You've heard from them before in the charts, this week falling just below the top 20, but we had a great chat with them, and you heard a track from their newest release. That was Springtime of the Year.
All right, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Of course, more music news to bring you, as we promised in the first hour of the program. Remember, you can head to exclaim.ca to check out all of this great news we're talking about. Stephen back on the line, and I feel like it's necessary for me to read this headline the way that it is written, because it's written as a question. So, Radiohead to headline Oceaga?
Yes, indeed. It is a question, because we don't have an answer. We have learned recently that Radiohead will be hitting up the European festival circuit for their first shows in 4 years. It also looks, for a number of reasons that I think I went into on a previous show, that their next album could be out sort of any day now. Now there are rumors that apparently the band will be headlining Montreal's 3-day Oceaga Festival. This has not been confirmed by the group's official website, but Consequence of Sound reports that a source close to the scene has said that Radiohead will headline Oceaga, as well as this summer's Lollapalooza in Chicago and Outside Lands Festival in San Francisco. The lineup for Oceaga, of course, has yet to go live, and in response to the rumor, a representative for the event said, quote, "We are currently working on finishing up the lineup. We should be announcing shortly." So nothing to confirm there, but Radiohead are playing a bunch of shows in Europe, as I said, including Barcelona's Primavera on June 3rd, where a press release said that they will be presenting, quote, "the new album by British band Radiohead," suggesting that they may indeed play their new album in order in its entirety. So we'll have to see about that one. I mean, people also, rumors going around that they may be playing Way Home, so fingers crossed for that. That, of course, is the new festival that happened in Ontario last year. So, you know, we're all just sort of waiting and with bated breath.
Yeah, well, hopefully the announcement comes soon, because I feel like that would be a pretty big thing for them to be headlining the festival, for sure.
It would be a welcome return.
We have news about Soons with a record and a video.
Yeah, Soons, of course, had an album last year, a collaborative one, with Jerusalem in My Heart, but they now have announced plans for a new record of their own. The album is called Hold Still. There is a slash there, so Hold/Still. It's their third studio album and follows 2013's Image du Futur. It'll officially hit shelves on April 15th through Secret City in Canada and Secretly Canadian in the U.S., and was recorded with John Congleton, who's worked with St. Vincent, among others, in Dallas during May of last year. A press release for the album says it's, quote, "a cerebral exploration of how to take live and analog instruments and create a deeply textured electronic record." So we'll have to wait and see what exactly that means. But there is a new single from the album titled Translate, which you can hear and watch at exclaim.ca. They also have a number of tour dates scheduled. There's a track list. There is an album cover. You can see all of that online.
All right. Well, we look forward to that, and likely that album will fall onto the charts at some point, as we know that Campus and Community Radio, big fans of the band, and their last album with Jerusalem in My Heart was on the charts as well. So looking forward to that. Well, we had news to anticipate, news of something new, and now we round out with something shocking as news comes from Vampire Weekend.
Yeah, this is sort of sad news. Came out just this week that Rostam Batmanglij, co-founder and producer of Vampire Weekend, has left the band. News of his departure from the group was delivered on January 26th via a screen grab of an iPhone note, which the musician posted on his Twitter account. That's a sentence that I couldn't have said 5 years ago. It explained that while he'll still be working with band leader Ezra Koenig on future projects and Vampire Weekend material, he's exited the band as a full-time member. He said this, quote, "My identity as a songwriter and producer, I realized, needs to stand on its own. I can't even begin to express the joy I get from writing songs, both on my own and with others. I hold it all sacred. There is so much amazing music, all of it dear to me, on its way to you. Though Batmanglish didn't offer any specifics on immediate projects, the past few years have seen him working with a number of collaborators, including Carly Rae Jepsen, Charlie XCX, former Walkmen singer Hamilton Leithauser, and a number of others. He's also produced for the new Rah Rah Riot album and done a little bit of solo stuff, including a few singles here and there. So, you know, there will be stuff from Rostam Batmanglish, to be sure. We just don't know when it's coming out.
Well, it's shocking news indeed, but hopefully there is still some, marriage between the two of him helping with Vampire Weekend and continuing to write for them to continue to put out the great stuff that they have been.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he's such a prolific producer. I wouldn't be surprised if he produces their music in full. But it is sad because, I mean, Rostam and Ezra Koenig of Vampire Weekend, they had something special, the two of them. They had a good partnership, kind of like Morrissey and Marr or something like that, where one of them had the songwriting ideas, the other had producing chops. Their voices really went well together. So sad, but we'll have to see what Rostam comes out with.
Well, there you go. All right, we're going to throw it over to you for your song pick of the week, Stephen. As always, thanks very much for taking the time to chat with us and bring us some music news.
Thank you so much. On that sad note, I guess we'll end on a positive one. Rostam released a new single earlier this month on January 14th titled EOS. It's a really, really pretty little single, excellently produced, and it bodes well for Rostam's future solo stuff. It's called EOS, and it's here on Earshot Radio.
Listen to the crickets in my heart. Can you hear the sun? Dusk and the tide goes out.
Number 5.
Earshot 20. Number 4.
Earshot 20.
That was Lean Into My Love by Young Galaxy. Their newest is called Falsework, this week at number 4, up from number 12. And Deer Hunter dropping just 2 spots this week. Their excellent late 2015 record Fading Frontier from Deer Hunter. You heard a track called All the Same.
I can't believe it's 2016. Like, it just...
All year.
That just hit me, though. Like, I feel like it was 2012, just yesterday.
It wasn't.
I... I know it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we've got a few more tracks. I know. We have a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. But before we get to that, we'd like to give you a snapshot of what is debuting below the top 20. Of course, we can't get to the whole top 50 every week because that would just be a crazy long program. So we chop it off at 20, but we do have some debuts below that. And this is the lowdown.
We're going to be really quick with you here because we have 8 debuts below the top 20, including, we've been talking about them all show, it is Sir debuting at number 50 this week. It's his latest record in 2016 called Liar Cake. Be sure to check it out. Tortoise are back at number 48. The Catastrophist is their new one on Thrill Jockey. At number 46, Brandon Wolf Scott. He has a new EP out. It is called The Postcard Writer. From pretty cool Vancouver electronic label 1080p, it is Naughton with Bicycle Acid at number 43. And Givers one spot up from there at 42 with a new record called New Kingdom. You have Nautic at number 37 with Ogway. That's on East Van Digital. And Hines have a new one out. They're a pretty cool all-female Spanish punk rock group. And you heard a album in that spot there. You didn't hear it. maybe you'll hear it someday. Leave Me Alone is the name of that one. And closing it out this week, it is the new album by the Wainwright Sisters, just below the top 20, one spot below at 21. It is called Songs in the Dark, so maybe that one will creep its way up next week. Good chance.
Your wealth of knowledge in terms of music is just so impressive, because if anybody knew how little I knew about the music that we play and how much you knew, then they would understand why this is a perfect partnership. Really.
Now we're average together.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. We're weak without each other, but we're average together. We've got three more.
I don't like that description at all.
We've got three more albums to get to. We're going to do that right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number three.
All right. At number three, up one spot this week, it is Moss Lime. Cool group with a new EP called Zeux de Québec that came out in December. You're going to hear a track from that one called Shoe Freeze, and then Don't Go Anywhere. In just a few moments, you'll find out we have a brand new number one this week.
I'm not afraid to die.
Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
And the most played album across Canada this week on Cam's Community Radio was Black Star, the newest album by David Bowie, passing away a couple days after the release of this album. No surprise that lots of folks are loving the new album, and you heard Lazarus. Before that, Grimes, last week and several weeks before that, it's number one, Art Angels and World Princess number two, and Shoe Freeze by Moss Lion, number three, up one spot, Zoo de Quebec.
There you go. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland in studio, and that is the top 20 for another week. If you missed any part of the program, you can check it out, radioforall.net, or you can podcast the show through iTunes. You can also check us out on our 25 partner stations in more than 30 time slots across the country, including always every week out of Local 107.3 FM from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, where we air first. Except for one time. Two times, actually. We've done... Okay, whatever. So for the most part, you can check us out here. Oh man, that's it. We're gonna let you go for now. We'll see you next week. Until then, though, stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.